The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday. Is it really November 1st already? All Souls Day? 2017. It almost looks like somebody's wishing our lives away, doesn't it? Doesn't time seem to be speeded up? And how would you gauge if time is being sped up? By a clock that's being sped up? It's kind of like that wet water thing, at any rate. And of course, any time that I take a day off of broadcasting to take care of personal stuff, the world falls apart. Never fails. And everybody's heard about the truck terror attack in Lower Manhattan. Ali Akbar! And the guy goes down a bike path running people over on bicycles. Now, I have mentioned this before, and I don't know if people are really considering what I'm saying. I don't know. Excuse me. Oh, didn't even have time to hit my cough button. My apologies. We've got a problem in this country that it seems that the intelligence agencies that are there to protect us couldn't find their backside with both hands in a lit room. Of course, New York City. Remember, folks? Not talking 2001 here. I'm talking the prior bombing. Oh, that's right. It was in the basement of the World Trade Center. It kind of went awry. The FBI actually had to train one of the drivers because he didn't know how to drive. Here's our vaunted Federal Bureau of Investigation, which their favorite thing to do is to set the whole damn thing up. I'm shocked, aren't you? Well, Julian Assange, he tweeted out on this one. He just simply said, if the CIA spent more time investigating terrorists and less time training and arming them, we might not have had today's truck attack in New York. And he is absolutely right. Absolutely. A man accused of plowing into the New York pedestrians Tuesday had a printout of an ISIS flag in his car and left behind handwritten notes, folks. And we don't have a corpus delicti. We don't have a body. We got a real live guy. Yeah. He survived. He left behind handwritten notes pledging his loyalty to the Islamic State as a clear picture emerged Wednesday morning of Safalos Saipov's, I guess that's how you say his name, alleged link to the terror group. This guy, 29, is originally from Uzbekistan and is not a U.S. citizen. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said that the vehicle attack in Lower Manhattan was an act of terror, with at least 8 dead and 12 injured. Excuse me, Mayor de Blasio? at 2001, Dancing Israelis. Come on, man. Come on. Half your damn police department in New York City and half your fire department, if they could, the next person in New York City would be memorializing the World Trade Center attacks, would much rather have your head on a platter. Because those guys were on the ground, they knew what happened. Fox News is reporting that the driver of the truck yelled, "Ali Akbar," during the attack. And police in New York City say several people are dead and numerous people injured after a vehicle drove into the bike path near the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan Tuesday afternoon. Well, you know, the body count, Trade Center, 3,000, bike path, 8. Bah! At least 5 people. And according to NBC Channel 4 in New York, at least 5 people have been shot on the street in Lower Manhattan, a few blocks north of the National September 11th Memorial. That's what police sources were saying. I didn't hear anything on the news about that, did you? A large number of police vehicles could be seen near West Street and Chambers, which is near a community college. Struvescent High School, I guess that is, and a few blocks north of the National September 11th Memorial. Now, folks, I will say this again. You know, I said this the other day, and of all places, I have to get this off of a car shell. Garage Squad, I don't know if you've ever seen it. I'm kind of a nut on the little Chip Foose guys and, you know, taking vehicles and making them new again. I just love seeing stuff restored. I love museums. I like stuff that lasts and that has memory attached to it from the time from whence it came. I'm watching this Garage Squad episode, and it's a woman and her husband that had a car that their son was doing some tours in Iraq. Evidently, he wasn't doing that well. And one of his plans was to purchase a car online and have it shipped home. So when he got out, he and his father would have something to work on together. Well, he didn't make it. They chalked it up to post-traumatic stress syndrome. And actually, what's going on in the Middle East after 15 years... soldiers that have been rotated in and out of that little hellhole over there for all of those years, they themselves discovered that we're not doing anything over here. And we're killing a crap load of people on an open-ended mission. And excuse me, what is that mission again? To invade and depose, faction out the country, make it more volatile than it was before for an excuse to stick around for a little bit more hellfire? Is that the idea? Well, on this show, the woman said that, you know, close to 4,000 service members have been killed in combat in the Middle East. But there have been over 102,000 that have committed suicide. Did you hear that on Fox News? Did you hear that on MSNBC? Did you hear that on CBS, NBC, CBS, or any other of the clown channels out there? No, you didn't. It had to come from a garage fix-it show, for God's sakes. And a U.S. general says 4,000 American troops are in Syria. But the Pentagon later insisted the official figures is 503. The Pentagon loves lying about troop levels in major wars. And by the way, folks, this is not a war. They're not even bothering calling it a police action. They kind of don't discount that, yeah, we're at war. No, it's a war against an ideology. Ones that you guys have started in the first place. Okay? The whole ISIS thing, gee, I think half of the planet now realizes that that was the creation of MI6 and CIA. And let's not forget our little friends over there in Israel. Because after all, this is who it benefits. Because Israel can't get along with anybody over there, so they want everybody just basically blown up and plowed under. Oh, and did I mention when that was going on with the areas that could be taken? They want to expand little Israel a little bit more. See, they only have a little bit more to go to the sea. We call that Gaza Strip. That's going to take a little while. That's a PR problem if they just killed the rest of the Palestinians there. Okay, so that will eventually happen. But you see, they need more real estate for the nation of Israel. Their greater Israel, the expansion plan for the greater Israel. Oh, haven't heard that on Fox News? Yeah, you won't either. There's some protected icons that will never be touched, and that's one group of them right there. At any rate, this has got me, folks, I've had enough of bull, whatever, death, destruction, debt, misery, lying asshats all over the place. I've had enough of it. And if you out there in the listening audience think you've had enough of it, think about what these people in the Middle East are going through. I know some of you are, well, they're just a bunch of towelhead. They're animals, and they behead people. Now, call the CIA and ask them how many of those videos they actually made. And don't expect an answer. Probably expect a visit from the FBI. CIA can't show up on your doorstep, not officially, even though they're working inside the United States. The FBI will show up. By the way, do you know the FBI never records conversations they have with you, and they never take field notes? Why? That's called evidence, folks. You can't necessarily lie when you got evidence sitting right in front of you. So anyhow, the Pentagon's being called out for underreporting several times. They officially decided that they were going to stop telling the public troop levels at all. Okay, they're just not going to tell you. Off of wars that are not constitutionally and legally, I might say, they're not even using the term, I started to say they're not even using the term police action. They're not even going to use that. And when they say the war on terror, that means that we can go by executive whim. We can go anywhere and blow up anybody we want and just put it under the guise of national security, national threat. And it's the war on terror. Oh, that's right. The war on terror that's never going to end. And the more people we blow up, guess what's going to come back? More resistance. More resistance, more police. More police, more resistance. You get the idea. Major General James Gerard told reporters today that the U.S. has about 4,000 ground troops in Syria, which is nearly 4,000 more troops than they have ever admitted to before. This figure apparently wasn't supposed to be public, as other Pentagon officials were quickly scrambling to walk back that announcement. Pentagon spokesman Eric Palin claimed to have no idea what the 4,000 figure was meant to represent, but insisted that the official figure for U.S. troops in Syria is just 503. Yeah, put that in the same little letter box there that we're over there fighting ISIS. Yeah, put it right in the same I'm lying through my lips box. Whether that's a firm count or just the usual Pentagon hand-waving number was unclear. 503 was the maximum number of troops set by President Obama. And the U.S. has been pouring troops into Syria all year. However, the President Trump has authorized a myriad of escalations. There don't appear to be any good estimates for the actual U.S. presence in Syria, but the 4,000 figure is likely a lot more credible than the 503. Our peacekeeping, our war on terror, allows us to transgress on sovereign territory. That's right, walk right across their border, bring our buddies and our friends as much armament we need to blow the snot out of anything that we think's a target. They weren't invited. Russia was, but they weren't. So I'm like, really? Seriously. needs some better people around him. He doesn't need the extension of the old cold warriors. They're actually making noises and quietly, by the way, I want to encourage people, and I'm not getting compensated for saying this. And you will see the disparities in what I'm about to say, but overall, much better news reporting without the opinion and without the experts or the paid experts that they call contributors to come up and spew propaganda all over you. One America News. Check it out. Tillerson says U.S. troops will stay in Iraq even if asked to leave. Oh, really? Really? He testified to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson revealed that the U.S. presence in Iraq is so permanent at this point that even if Iraq specifically requests the U.S. to withdraw and removes permission for them to be there, the U.S. will remain. Well, I call those good buds and partners, wouldn't you? You know, the party girl is cute and whatever until she throws up on your shoes and you got to throw her out of the party. You can't do that with Tillerson because he's got his boys there, his mafia there with all the guns and everything else to say no. And there's other ways, by the way, of maintaining your presence. Tillerson addressed the question from Tom Udall, a Democrat out of New Mexico, who asked whether the U.S. intended to stay in Iraq uninvited like they are in Syria. Well, Tom, what a question to ask of a man like this. Tillerson insisted the 2001 and 2002 authorizations for use of military force gave U.S. legal authority to stay. What legal authority? The ones that your lawyers dreamed up? Or do we base anything on the Constitution? Because here it is, Rex. There has to be a declaration of war from our United States Congress on record to start going into foreign countries and blowing up individuals, okay? Why is that important? Because our Congress critters, if you want the U.S. out of the Middle East, we've been there for 15 years. How many millions have we killed? Hell, if they don't give you a troop count with anybody that's in any one respective country right now, do you really expect them to give you a body count of the enemy killed? Because after all, if we, God forbid, we come out and say, well, there's been a couple million people killed in the Middle East, and excuse me, and how many of those were innocent civilians, men and children? The children are outside playing, mom goes out to call them to dinner, and all of a sudden, a drone bomb splatters them from hell and half acre to never. See, we've got to dehumanize and desensitize people. These are just a bunch of sand niggers over there. They're nothing but towel heads. They're not real people. They're the enemy. Folks, It is my dying wish to see the guts of this monstrosity that has been running this government, spending trillions of dollars, little or no regard for life. You're just a little sucker that helps pay the tab, by the way. Yeah, the people they're supposed to be really protecting, you're not even on their list. This is a conglomerate of globalists with their sock puppets in Washington, D.C., the military-industrial complex, the producers of the weapons, the banks that we have to borrow the money for to pay these people so we can continue to kill people globally. Wow. Isn't America great?
They came and took it all away.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When it gets cold outside and you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. Like a little girl cries in the face of a monster that lives in her dreams. And is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to be.
Well, this appears to be an entirely new position for the U.S. government. As the Bush administration agreed to withdraw from Iraq after being unable to get Iraqi authorization to stay, and absolute legal immunity for U.S. troops along with it. Now, at this point, the U.S. appears to be used to being engaged in overseas wars without permission, particularly in places like Syria. And having already declared their presence in Iraq to be permanent, official figures that they're just going to pretend it's legal. It does bring up the question of U.S. troops' legal immunity from war crimes in places like Syria, where they've been deployed without permission or any assurances that they won't be held liable for the killings. Now, folks, how many people, and you yourselves, you know people, maybe you're one of these people, that had a son or a daughter, an aunt or an uncle, you know, a father or mother that's been killed overseas in the Middle East. And what are these people to do as they're being presented at the funeral ceremony along with the 21-gun salute, and they're handed a neatly folded American flag and thanked for their sacrifice? And you can see why people still cling and they want to be patriots and, yeah, go get them damn towheads. Look what they did. They took my mother or my brother or my father or my aunt or my uncle or the friend of the family or whomever. Because what is happening with our troops in the Middle East, folks, the reason why there's 102,000 dead is because when the troops get over there and they actually see what's going on the ground, they actually become aware of what they're involved in. They can't handle it. They can't. And where do they go? To a VA hospital, get drugged up? To go to some shrink to tell them everything's okay? You know, this will pass. They've got nowhere to turn. And if they want to come back and try to put their lives back together, to try to salvage something of their mental state, and the rest of what we call our life, what's there to occupy their minds? To go get a job? What job? You know, I'm in the bank today. I don't mind saying it's Chase. And I get up to the teller thing, and there's three brand new people up there. Two have seen me before, the other one hasn't. And he asks me, he says, well, are you an independent contractor? You know, what do you do? Uh-oh. You ask a question of me. And I looked at him, I said, I do talk radio. He goes, oh, really? What do you talk about? I said, you don't want to know what my favorite subject is? Fractionalized reserve banking. The teller that knew kind of me as a customer in the bank but didn't really know who I was, he looked over at me and went, he had this little sheepish grin on his face like, oh, crap, this one can see. So they were doing something and screwing it up, kept screwing it up. So here I am, which gave me the perfect opportunity to keep talking. And I took full advantage of it. And the one that had the sheepish grin on his face, I said, yeah, you remember that little banking crisis back in 2008? He goes, oh, you mean the recession? I said, no, the depression. We still have more than 90 million people out of work. I said, the ironies of ironies. I said, if a guy walked into this bank right now to rob it, I would applaud him and hold the door for him. Because this is what you people have been doing to the American people for years. And then, given the time that was afforded to me, because this teller got a little bit upset and couldn't do his task for me, kept screwing up and screwing up, gave me more time to talk. So I looked at the one with the sheepish grin. I said, yeah, you remember 2008 banking crisis? I said, do you have any idea the amount of debt that these people got us into? I said, and this came from the lips of one of your own managers from New York. I said, between 1 and 1.4 quadrillion. He just looked at me and his jaw dropped. And I said, you know what the coup d'etat was on this one? The American taxpayer are stuck with the bill for that 1 to 1.4 quadrillion dollars. It's on me to pay for your theft.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
And the political correctness continues. I said that the World Series was untainted by all the snowflakes. Well, I spoke prematurely. Let me see, what game is this now? Going into game 7, so I guess this was game 5. Was it 5? That one of the Astros players, after he got done slamming the hell out of a Dodgers pitcher, went to the dugout and did the little slanty-eye boo-hoo thing. And that, of course, was, oh, well, that's racism. You can't do that. And to watch the Dodgers crowd boo this guy when he got up to the plate, I mean, that would have been enough incentive for me if I could have connected with a baseball to send the damn thing into orbit around the moon. But the NFL, with its, these guys are not getting it. You owners, you megalomaniacs like the guy that owns the Dallas Cowboys, that I think is a reincarnation of Steinbrenner for the Yankees in another old body. He might be channeling him, I don't know. You know, they'll build $1.5 billion stadium. $1.5 billion. So you can go out there with the gold fringe flags and have little flyovers and do all this stuff. Well, I'm not sure exactly why the players are kneeling anymore. It's a conflagration of things. But it started out with blacks being oppressed and blah, blah, blah. And the million-dollar babies that are standing there, or I'm sorry, excuse me, kneeling in protest of how unfair being black in America is. You know, I'm going to say something that might get me in trouble. If I was an owner of a professional ball club, now, remember, they got owners, associations, and all that stuff. You know, it's kind of this closed-loop good old boy. But if I was the owner of a national football team, I would simply state before game time, the next person that kneels, you're benched, and you might as well go back and clean out your locker. And I would have no problem fielding second, third stringers, guys that were never drafted. It would be kind of like putting a replacement team out there. I'd fire every damn one of them. Well, evidently, these guys, and who do you think? Do you think snowflakes are sitting in the, I mean, come on, folks. This is controlled warfare on the gridiron. You got 11 guys opposing 11 guys. One with a little pigskin in his hand trying to get the damn thing in the end zone. Well, the opposition's job is to keep that little pigskin from going into the end zone. Okay, pretty basic and pretty simple. And generally, the rules apply for both sides. In other words, they're all playing by the same rule book. This is nothing but helmeted war without the guns. So who do you think is sitting in the stands? Snowflakes? You might have them in baseball. You might have them out there with the Dodgers. But we're talking football here. So they've been screwing around. And screwing around. The ownership not making it clear what their position is. And guess what? Their revenues continue to tumble. Well, what to do? Quit politicizing. And you know what? First Amendment, freedom of speech, and all that stuff. You know I'm exactly down with that. If you, as an NFL player, want to do an interview off of the grounds, out of that locker room, use your personages or your exposure to the public to pontificate on your political views, you're welcome to it. But the people sitting in the stands paying for the overpriced tickets to come and watch grown men play a boys' game, who the hell do you think you're playing in front of? Some Antifa group? These are good old boys with a Budweiser in their hand, for God's sakes. Is it a violent game? Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Anybody that's listening now that still watches football, and I'm not anymore, I've been a football fan for my entire life. Never missed a Super Bowl. I don't have an inclination to watch football anymore. And evidently, people like Papa John's, which is a big sponsor, you know, who's that guy that used to quarterback for the Colts and the Denver Broncos? Yeah, Mr. Manning. He was doing all kinds of commercials with the owner of Papa John's. He was making money. Well, Papa John's said, you know what? We're really considering pulling our advertising. Because we don't want to get involved in the politics and we don't want to take sides. We're selling pizzas. Well, evidently, they're not getting the message. There are a variety of ways in which businesses judge whether they're having a successful business day or not. However, if you're losing over 15,000 customers a day, in the business world, that's generally frowned upon. No doubt there are many frowns being worn on the faces of ESPN executives after reviewing the October cable coverage and their estimates. ESPN lost over 15,000 subscribers for every day ending in Y during the month of October. Don't use your head too much here. Every day ends in Y, folks. So for every day in October, they were losing 15,000 viewers each and every day. Now, to put that into some sort of perspective, that's the equivalent of losing Sacramento, California, the 35th largest city in the country, in a month. While many would welcome the loss of Sacramento for a variety of reasons, when discussing losing a city of that size to a rating context, it's horrifying. Of course, ESPN isn't the only cable sports giant to lose massively among subscribers. Fox Sports won 584,000 households in the month of October. Though it's noteworthy that Fox Sports 1's ESPN-esque decline has coincided with their efforts to repeat the mistakes of ESPN. In October, Fox Sports 1 brought the Reverend Jesse Jackson on Undisputed, the network's flagship debate show, featuring Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Skip Bayless is the acid-tongued individual that nobody likes, and Shannon Sharp used to be a damn good, I guess he was a receiver, wasn't he? Yeah, a receiver. For the Denver Broncos, as a matter of fact. Shannon seems to have lost his way and thinks now he's doing a political show. Shannon, shut the hell up. Well, not surprisingly, Jackson bashed President Trump and used slave references to describe how the players are treated in the NFL. This move, straight out of ESPN's playbook, seemed really odd concerning that Fox Sports 1 has branded themselves as being everything that ESPN is not. However, considering that incident, in addition to the daily drumbeat of their liberal insanity coming from Shannon Sharp, and one gets a pretty clear picture of why the network, which branded itself the alternative to ESPN, has suddenly become just like ESPN. Wow. They're not getting this. And, you know, here's the harsh and stark reality they're getting ready to face. There's a hell of a lot more red-blooded Americans still left in this country than there are the little melting snowflakes out there. And the liberal, communist, give them a name, Zionist-run networks, I don't care what you want to call them. When they were scrambling for advertising. See, this is the way it works in the business world, folks. You've got an on-air product, whether it be radio or television. The sponsors are there to sell their product. They're not there to get involved into high-wire politics and divisiveness. And just the time that all these networks, myself included, need advertising revenue, they're shooting themselves in the head. Literally shooting themselves in the head. Dennis in New York. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, John. Good to hear you back on the air. I like what Tom from Florida came up with that slogan, and I was thinking about having a T-shirt made up with it, NFL. No fans left.
Yep.
You know, you talk about that baseball game. That fellow's due to start pitching. He's supposed to start, I think, tonight for the Dodgers. And the fellow who made the remark, what it came out is the expression, little chinito, or chinito, which means little Chinese. I remember when baseball players all had nicknames like Pee Wee Reese.
Yeah.
You know? I mean...
Yeah, the Bronx, the Bronx Bomber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
I mean, and now they tell us that Americans have less testosterone. But here's considering that the fellow who made the remark, the Chinito remark, they got him from Cuba. He came from Cuba. And I grew, I didn't grow up, but I've been involved with different cultures most of my life. And I could tell you that the Hispanic culture has a machismo element to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even the women, they know that, hey, that's my son. He's got to do his machismo thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And to see this on a guy from Cuba, well, I guess the money, it must be paying him good money for him to give up his machismo, you know?
Well, you know, and, you know, that's another thing. You know, look at the varied skin colors and that are playing baseball. Cuban, Mexican, white, black, You know, why are they not having little hissy fits, you know, pre-game or whatever? They're not.
And, no, we don't have that in there. That's what I love about baseball. Somebody had mentioned it to me yesterday, and I said, baseball was smart. All the players, they stayed away from that stuff because they don't have this inflated ego thing, you know?
Well, I was serious. I was dead serious. If I was an owner, say, of the Detroit Lions, and I would, as owner, I would go down in the locker room pregame, and I would say, okay, fellas, you've made your point. Now I'm going to make mine. That if there's any more displays, kneeling, disrespecting, or anything else, you will be benched and you will be fired. And do you remember, Dennis, you've been a long time New Yorker. Remember the football strike?
Yeah.
remember the team that the Philadelphia Eagles, that's right next door to you. Remember the team they put together and fielded? Fans still showed up. Was it the caliber of football that was played before? No. Was it just as much fun? I think so.
Not only that, John, I remember the baseball strike, and I worked at a stadium in Hudson Valley, the Renegades. And guess what? They were doing the gangbuster business. Ryan Reed, Nolan Reed's son, was one of their pitchers. People enjoyed it. They loved it. They said, screw the major leaguers. And I think they learned a lesson back then. But today, there are no more Vince Lombardis. The coaches no longer rule a team. The owners are all scared to death of the prima donnas that they hire for multi-million dollar contracts. And it's really, it's crazy. It really is out of control.
Well, I don't know. I've noticed a difference, and I've been watching the World Series. Even though that it comes on, I set the DVR.
Mm-hmm.
And please, that I shouldn't have said that, because that's going to invite somebody to call into the program. Just let slip the current score in the game. Don't. But I'm recording it on a DVR. And I have noticed a difference between the West Coast crowd, the Dodgers, and the Houston crowd.
Yeah.
louder? Oh, my gosh. 10 times as loud. But when I was watching that game, and that I forget the batter's name. He's got a funny-looking mohawk going on there. Hell of a head of hair, by the way. But they booed him as he came to the plate. And I thought, you know what? And when it looked like the Dodgers were going to be eliminated, the weak, limp-wristed baseball fans out there at Dodger Stadiums was barely backing their own team. They get louder and they get more raucous when they want their players to do better. Out there, they just got quieter. You know, and I'm hoping, you know, I'm not a big baseball fan, but, you know, talk about underdog. For 57 years, the Houston Astros have been around. And they have never won a World Series. It almost sounds football-ish, like with the Detroit Lions. But I hope to God the Astros can win and melt the snowflakes down in California. I've just had enough of it, man.
You know, John, I'm rooting for the Astros, and I'm a New Yorker, but I spoke to a guy online in the supermarket the other night. And then I said, yeah, you know, I know they beat the Yankees, but guess what? They're the American League. So that's my league. They beat the Yankees. They were a better team. I'm rooting for the Astros. And I was down in Texas in 2013. I took a motorcycle ride down there by way of Oklahoma from New York.
Oh, boy.
That's
a road trip, Dennis.
Well, I was at an Indian reservation that opened up their doors for the first time to the first military, Caucasian military, U.S. military, okay, in their history. And I learned about the warrior culture of the tribes out there, you know, and they've got it right when you talk about these Marines and soldiers that are coming back that are, I've seen that, you know, they're screwed up from what they've been told to do.
Yeah.
Amazing thing about the Cheyenne is that they sent their men into Vietnam, and all of them came back. This tribe.
Wow.
Because they thrive on the warrior culture. They have a whole thing they go through. They have a ritual. We don't have that, you know, and we need something like that to heal these people when they come back.
Well, how about this one, Dennis? How about not sending our sons and daughters to fight somebody else's wars? Wouldn't that be a good start?
Yeah, I supported Ron Paul.
Me too.
Let's bring the troops home.
Hey, Dennis, Dennis, hang on 1 second. I got to go to break. Hang on 1 minute.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back. Dennis, I wanted to ask you about the goings-on up there in New York City yesterday.
I saw it yesterday, and they initially put on a retired cop. His last name was Stanton. And his initial reaction, when they interviewed him on Fox News right away, he said, this is just a lone guy, some guy who lost it. Like Salente always says, when people lose everything, they lose it. That was his initial thing. And although there's a million Arabs in Jersey City, if you drive through that city, you'll know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, it's like, you know, you're in the Middle East.
Right.
It might have just been a guy who went nuts. But once the politicians got in there to make their speeches, They had to push their narrative. Because that's tax dollars, John. That's money, and it's attention, and it scares the peasants back into the castle to get the government to protect them.
And this is the clash of cultures. And where are your parents and grandparents? Where did they come from, Dennis?
Eastern Europe on my mom's side, and my dad, Irish and German.
Yeah,
you know?
Same here. My grandmother, she was Irish and German. My mother was pure Italian, so consequently I'm half Italian, a quarter German, a quarter Irish. The parents came from foreign countries. They came into this country, assimilated into our culture, didn't try to set up shop for themselves to create their own little own country, or bring their culture and stake out a territory. They didn't do that. They came into the country. They weren't well-liked because they were foreigners. It took a while to assimilate. That's the stiff-necked American's idea of, you ain't American, we're going to watch you real close. Well, they absorbed into the culture. Everything is just fine. But then you have people that come in and want to set up and maintain their own culture and demand their own rules and the rules that everybody else abides by, whether they be social or economic or anything else. Oh, no, no.
Well, I can tell you how that happened with this guilt trip that we're on now, this white guilt thing they started.
Yeah.
It was propagated by Hollywood when the movie West Side Story came out. Because I can remember as a kid, the Irish and the Italian on Ashburton Avenue are always fighting, you know? I mean, there was fights,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was cultures clashing. But no big thing was made out of it. People dusted themselves off and they came home and maybe the mother gave them a whack, don't be biting, and you know?
Yeah.
It's the way it was.
Well, and, you know, when we had street gangs before, somebody might have a switchblade. Now we got MP5s. And now we got gangs. In order for you to keep your stuff straight, you join a gang, you've got to go out and kill somebody at random so they've got the goods on you so you won't squeal on anybody else, because the idea is if you squeal on another gang member, they've got the goods on you and you're going down as well.
Well, I told you about the label back in 82 that I heard this woman's son call. They call it, he used Hispanic, and most of the guys in his company were black, and they call it the white man's army. But we are surrounded by foreign nationals that got the fast track to freedom in this country and citizenship by going into the military. We're training mercenaries that are ready to subvert this country. Maybe they want to give it back to Mexico, whatever, but we are arming them and teaching them about arms, about guns, whereas the rest of the population is told to be fearful of guns. I have guns, and I think I'm in a minority with a lot of the people. Not my neighborhood in New York, no. We have motorcycles and guns, and you hear Harleys all day long. But the rest of America, the well-to-do, you know, they rely on the police force to do everything for them, like to take out the garbage,
yeah,
you know?
I got you there. All right. Hey, Dennis, I appreciate your take on the goings-on up there recently in New York. Thank you for your call.
Can I float something real quick past you, John, just for your audience to consider this one thing here?
Okay.
The Russiagate thing here that they're looking into with Mueller and all that.
Yeah.
It goes deeper, much deeper, than anybody could even imagine. Everybody has forgotten about, remember Harry Reid when he was injured at his home?
Yeah.
Okay. Before that, there was talk going around.
Okay, hold on, Dennis. You're talking too slowly and we're running out of time in this hour segment. Hang on a second. I'll take you over the top of the hour. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. Folks, pay attention to that ad that's playing, that two-minute ad that's playing every hour about donations for this network. We're not kidding around. We need public support.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.